My name is Ho Jiayi. I watched the video on investigating balls, where children construct meaning out of various topics through teacher facilitation and guidance. So, the role of the teacher that I've observed in the video is as facilitator and guide, where the teacher uses open-ended questions such as what do you think we can use for pins during a bowling alley activity with the children. And the children then shouted very creative ideas such as books, cars, and trees. This gives the children opportunity to experiment with the different types of bowling pins and have relation to science and physics. The children also had the opportunity to build a ramp and compare how far certain ball went, where the teacher will ask open-ended questions such as, do you think the marble roll faster or the golf ball? Which allow children to compare and experiment the different balls. Graphic organizers such as a bounce chart was also introduced that the children have to fill in, where the teacher asks close-ended questions such as, do you think this ball will bounce? And open-ended questions such as, why do you think this ball will bounce? Then they will do an experiment on bouncing the balls. The teacher focuses on the process skill of experimentation, where the children get to experiment different types of balls, such as having the opportunity to cut open a ball and see whether it's hollow or solid inside, or having the opportunity to have a painting activity of reverse painting, where the paint will be on the table and the children have to trace the ball on the paint or draw using the ball and use a paper to go over the paint to get the trace mark. The teacher will then ask close-ended questions such as, do you think this ball is soft? And open-ended questions such as, why do you think this ball is different from the other ball that you use on the previous day? The children have the time and space where they are allowed, the space where they are allowed to build their own ramps and space for the ball to roll. And they also have the time to experiment the different activities. The children also have the provision of materials and resources, such as having different types of balls, such as basketballs and baseball. And all. They also invited experts such as the women basketball team into the school, where they allow the children to ask questions and see how high can the women basketball team throw the ball. I learned that teacher can provide the materials for children to explore and investigate instead of just drilling the idea into the children. One question that I have about inquiry-based lesson is that whether the lessons can be integrated with numeracy and literacy lessons, as it's mostly about children investigating about the materials and the environment around them.